Think about it. Clement, a father, the first father. He's called the first father of the faith in some articles. Of the Christian faith, and third pope, presents as concrete evidence of the reality of Christ's resurrection the bimillennial resurrection of this mythological bird, believing it to be fact. Now here is the story of the phoenix that was well known in the ancient world, believed by foolish men. Let us consider that wonderful sign of the resurrection which takes place in the eastern lands, that is, in Arabia and the countries round about. There is a certain bird which is called a phoenix. This is the only one of its kind, and it lives 500 years. And when the time of its dissolution draws near that it must die, it builds itself a nest of frankincense and myrrh and other spices, into which, when the time is fulfilled, it enters and dies. But as the flesh decays, a certain kind of worm is produced, which, being nourished by the juices of the dead bird, brings forth feathers. Then, when it has acquired strength, it takes up that nest in which are the bones of its parent, and bearing these, it passes from the land of Arabia into Egypt to the city called the City of the Sun. Sun worship was a big deal, getting bigger all the time. Heliopolis. And in open day, flying in the sight of all men, it places these bones on the altar of the sun, and having done this, hastens back to its former abode. The priests then inspect the registers of the dates and find that it has returned exactly as the 500th year was completed. It's what the Pope taught about the resurrection that proved it was real. These were the men Jesus said were coming, that Peter said was coming on to make merchandise out of you. John warned Saul began to go out, and Paul saw his whole life's work go down the tubes in Asia and other places before he died. These were the kinds of men that did that. They destroyed the writings of those who opposed them, and as they gained military power, blending with the Roman Empire to become the religion of Christianity, they persecuted and destroyed, confiscated property of those who taught the truth, and abused them, slandered them. If they didn't kill them, they exiled them and ruined their reputation. And we're going to have to suffer something like that to be worthy to spend eternity with the saints who were killed and hated. So thank God for every bit of persecution that comes. My father said it just took the woe off, because Jesus said, "Woe to the man whom all men speak well of." So when somebody says something evil about you falsely, you just, well, took the woe off. Safe. Praise God. Praise God for the truth. What a relief the sweet, simple truth of Jesus is. Hold on to it. Hold fast what you've been given. See what it turns into when you get slack. God, help us value what you've given us. Let us esteem it as a pearl of great price. Let it be the jewel of our heart. Oh, don't let us esteem you lightly, O God. Save us from vanity. Save us, O God. Let us extol our King and humble ourselves at His footstool and hold on to our crown. Let not let anybody take it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Look at what Jesus has done for us. I never thought I'd live to see more than this table full of people believing the truth at one time in one place. It's no small thing. It's a great thing. We have a great opportunity to get some light out before we die. And I couldn't do it myself, and you couldn't do it by yourself. It's going to take us working together in the Spirit of God to accomplish what good we can accomplish for a better resurrection and for the blessing of God's people.